Hello and welcome, Connie Reagan Green with another episode of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. And today I'd like to talk about in-person networking. Is it a lost art? I was invited 2 evenings ago to one of these events, and as I thought back, I don't think I had even been invited or attended one in probably 20 years. It was back when I was trying to get my real estate business growing. I had learned about networking, and I used to go to those, and it was never any fun. I used to dread them, and I don't know that I ever got any referrals from them. So over the years, I left real estate, left teaching, came online to do my business, and now my world pretty much is online except for the live events that I attend and or speak at and my own events, and I consider them different because they are people who are involved with the online world, even if that isn't their primary way of earning income at the moment. So I was invited by someone that was an early supporter of my online efforts. He purchased my very first book and then purchased it on Kindle so he could have it that way as well. And over those first few years when I was learning more about authorship and experimenting with different things, he was someone who very kindly pointed out to me that one of the books that I had just released, that the formatting on Kindle wasn't easily read on his phone. And my comment at the time was, well, how many people are going to read on your phone? And he looked at me and he said, well, one for sure. So I got the message. And I brought him into Rotary. So I've known him now, you know, over a decade. And when he invited me to come to this networking event, a part of a networking group that he's been a part of, I don't know how many years for his business, he's a professional, I, of course, said yes, because I never will let down a friend, and if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So this was a few weeks ago, and here it is 2 days ago when the event's coming up, and I wanted to make a good impression and a good effort on his behalf. So I even invited someone else. And luckily for me, the location was just over a mile from my home. And so that's always a plus when it's an evening event and I don't have to go very far, because I thought I'll probably go in and stay about a half hour, you know, talk to a few people, let him know that I was there, and listen to any kind of presentation they might do, and then excuse myself and go. Well, that wasn't the case. I stayed for 2 hours. They still were going on a little further after I left, but I stayed 2 full hours, and it was a lot of fun. So before I arrived, I had made several assumptions, and I have to be careful because it seems like I'm making assumptions too often these days and am typically proved wrong, so I have to shift my thinking on that. But I assumed that the people that would be in attendance that evening wouldn't understand the online business world. They wouldn't truly resonate with what I do online, and they would not be interested in learning more about online marketing. Wrong, incorrect, out of touch. They were interested in all of these things. Not everyone interested in all aspects of the online marketing world, but they were interested, and for the most part, they did know what we were talking about when I was in a small group and discussing it. So I had brought a few of the paperback print editions of my books for my friend to have because I hadn't seen him in a while, and I knew he always liked to have the books, and I brought 3 different ones, and I said, do you have any of these? And he said, no, I don't have any of those. And one was my brand new one, The Road Trip, An Entrepreneur's Journey of Self-Discovery. So that one's just been out a few weeks. So I brought them, and I just assumed he would put them into his briefcase that he has. It's kind of, he has his laptop in there and everything, and instead, he kind of strategically placed them on 3 different tables. He put his business card in as like a bookmark so you could see that the book belonged to him if you were looking on that table, but I really loved how he did that because it was a great opening for me to talk to people, and I did. I talked to everyone there, and there were about 50 people there. And it was a beautiful, beautiful location, and all glass on one side, and you could see it was a panoramic view of the city. So it was just gorgeous because it was getting dark as we arrived. And for each person, I went up to them, and I said, you know, I introduced myself, And when you introduce yourself at a networking meeting like that, you want to give your entire name. So I would never say, hi, I'm Connie. And I noticed some of the people were using one name, so that means that that's something that they need to learn a little more. It's more professional if you say, hi, I'm Connie Reagan Green, and then you extend your hand, the person shakes your hand, and they introduce themselves. And then what I said to them is, what do you do, and what do you need? Because this was networking. Now, I should preface this with, after we were there just the first 15 minutes or so, a lady who is in ahead of this entire group that's the networking program, and they have places in different cities, and it turns out this was to be a new chapter of this one in one of the cities where I live. And she had a PowerPoint, but it only went on about 10 minutes, and it was really nice to know more about what the group was, what it was about, and the idea that, yes, the reason for this mixer was to see if new people in the community wanted to join the new chapter of this group. So the woman that was the head of everything, she was very, very detailed with the part where she said that when people come into the chapter, into the group, that they teach them, they educate them on networking. And I thought that was really wonderful to hear, that they learn to market themselves, to say what it is they do and what they need, because not everybody can answer that question easily, and then also how to share referrals back and forth. So later on, because we had a wonderful buffet inside that was appetizers and things, and then there was a caterer and a personal chef that were preparing food outdoors, and it was a bit chilly because it is winter in Southern California, but easy to go outside, and that's where we had this huge buffet. It was really incredible. And when we came back in, and a little bit later, after we were starting to mingle again, this woman that was in charge of everything said, we want to know what it is you need from us and what questions you might have. So I was the first to raise my hand. And I said, I understand referrals. I understand the idea of that. I said, but in my world, my online world, we typically give people commission through an affiliate link. And the commission is typically 50% on just about everything that I do. I said, is that part of your group? Is that possible? Because it wouldn't seem right for me to take free referrals from people when I'm used to paying for them. And she told me it was an excellent question, which I appreciated, and she said that they weren't used to that, but that if I wanted to give people commission, that would be up to me, and that would be fine. So I looked around the room, and I saw a lot of people smiling. So as I continued to mingle in the group, people would ask me, they would say, what is it that pays 50%? And I would explain that I have my online courses, I have products, that most everything I have pays 50%. The only thing that pays less is my mentoring, my one-on-one time, and also my eight-week author program where I'm teaching people how to write books. That on those, typically I pay 20%. And they were very excited. And it was so interesting. There were people from all walks of life. So I'm encouraging you to get out and network in person with people that you might be wrongly assuming aren't interested in what you're doing or aren't even very knowledgeable about it. And, you know, the people that were there, one man, he owns a shipping company, and he specializes in overseas shipments, and that's something of interest to me. I'm traveling, you know, overseas, especially to Finland and Sweden every year, and that's always of interest. And another woman I met, she does health coaching with women over 50 who need an internal reboot. So that sounded very, very interesting. And another man I met, he was an intellectual property attorney, and he wants to create an information product to help small business owners protect their writing and digital products. So that's something. And also, I did run into very few people there that I knew. I'm going to say less than five. So my friend, the person that I brought with me, so there would be more people, and a couple of other people, and one woman was a real estate broker that I hadn't seen for a decade. And I'm still a broker, but I don't take clients, so I can, you know, refer my leads to this person and receive some nice commission checks in the future. So think about the meetings that are going on in your community. Even if you live in a very small community, there's probably at least one. Typically, they're breakfast meetings, and that's not good for me. If it was a good fit, the group overall, I would do it. I would commit to breakfast, but I'm doing my writing early in the morning, and for me to leave the house at 6:30 and not come back until 9, pretty much that kind of ruins my morning's work. So I'm only willing to do that once or twice a week at the most. But you might be different. You might always, you know, be looking forward to going out and doing something in the morning. Or if you are still at work, at a job or a career in the corporate world, wherever you might be, it could be perfect because it would be on the way to work for you. So you could do it. But it's very interesting, you know, and I had some referrals for people, and many people were interested in knowing more about what I was doing. So I think it's great. Another attorney that I spoke to, I think it's family. I think she's doing family law, but she asked her if she had a website, and she said, oh, yes, yes. And I said, well, if I would visit your site or anyone would visit your site, would we be able to opt in to give our name, at least our first name and our email address, so we could get a report from you that would tell us more, answer some questions, and allow you then to stay in touch with us? And she said, no, but I heard about that and I want to do it. So, and then we talked about writing content, and she said, yeah, she says, I don't know where to start, what to write about and how to do it. I'm busy doing my attorney's work, you know. And I said, well, that wouldn't make sense for you to do your own writing on that site. There are people who do that for you. And she was very intrigued by that. So you have a whole lot of knowledge that maybe you already know that you do, or maybe you assume it's common knowledge and take it for granted, because once we learn how to do something, we just assume everybody else already knew how to do that, and that really isn't true. Again, these are assumptions that aren't true. So I want you to think about going to in-person networking events. I don't think it should be a lost art if it is. And I would encourage you to get involved with some of the people. What I'm going to do, what I've committed to with this group I'm telling you about, is to visiting one of the mornings when they are having their meeting. That way I could see what that was like. And I'll do that in the next 2-3 weeks. So that way I can see what it's like. And also, when you visit, you still can get referrals and give referrals. And so I think that's a wonderful idea. Because Rotary, I've been in Rotary now for 14 years since I came online, and there's networking that goes on there, but it's not a networking group. There's never a time when people are standing up and saying what their business is, because people in the group already know, you know, and saying, I need more customers, I need more clients. Rotary doesn't work that way. It's an international service organization, so it's not to get more business, even though that does happen quite a bit. A lot of people that I use in the community in both of my cities are from the Rotary clubs, because originally I was a member in Santa Clarita, and about 7 years ago I transferred to the Rotary Club in Santa Barbara. So if you want to go to a Rotary meeting and they say, how did you find out about us? Say, well, Connie Reagan Green, she's a member of the Santa Barbara Rotary Club, and she suggested that I should come. They can verify that very, very quickly and easily, and they will be happy to have you. And usually the first time you go, you don't have to pay for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, depending on what time of day the meeting is, because you're a potential member. So you're a prospect for them. And to find out where the groups are, go to rotary.org and look for Club Finder, and you'll be surprised, because they're all over the world. All right, well, I'm Connie Reagan Green, and I'm very excited always to be sharing information with you, and I love it when you subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, email me, come over to one of my sites like ConnieReaganGreen.com or HugeProfitsTinyList.com and share more about yourself, because in the online world, we can network very, very quickly because it starts with email messages usually. And then also on social media, follow me on Twitter. I'm Connie Green there. And I'd like to know more about you. I always love knowing who's listening and who's reading. If you're reading me on Medium, I'm Connie Reagan Green on Medium, or reading my blogs, I have posts out very, very regularly. And I'd love to know more about you, who you are, what you do, and what you need, because then I will know how I may serve you. So again, this is Connie Reagan Green with an episode of Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing.